you have decided not to open. Can you just explain to the listener why you've decided to carry on with the online? Because most people would be thinking, oh, you'll be desperate to get the shop doors open.
Yeah, I mean, we are certainly keen to see customers again and to get back to normal. I think the problem, as we see it, is that our shop is about losing yourself in this experience, about coming into the shop and browsing, meaning to go in for 5 minutes and staying there for half an hour, and all of those things. And to socially distance whilst there, to do social distancing, it would take away the charm of the experience of going to the shop, I think. We're still social distancing at work, so we couldn't do that if we were open. Our customer facing staff, none of those have been offered a vaccine yet, but we're supposed to tell our staff that they should just go and expose themselves to it. I mean, if all our staff wanted to, I think probably we would open, but it didn't feel right, and we don't need to. I think that's the most significant thing for us. We don't need to. We're quite busy at the moment. Our customers have been very understanding about our situation, so we're just concentrating on the mail order and making sure we have a profitable business to reopen when the right time comes.
Some people are worried that with decisions like this that you've taken, it's the death knell for the high street, because they feel that some people will just think, oh, it's so much easier to do it online, we'll stay online.
Yeah, I mean, the high street will change, and the high street is having problems, and this has acted, I'm sure, as something of a kind of a catalyst to that. We aren't in that position, so we're quite okay at the moment, and I'm happy just taking a step back for a few weeks, seeing what works for other retailers and seeing what doesn't work for other retailers, and just opening when we feel the time is right. And like I say, it's not a slight on any other retailer who has a different demands and different set of staff and probably significantly a different physical space. Our physical space is small and it's cramped, and you cannot socially distance whilst having the proper experience of going to a record shop. The only other way we could do it is to become some sort of Argos, some sort of catalogue where you come in, you know what you want, and you go to till and they get it from the storage room, which isn't what our shop is about. So we don't want to lose that experience. We don't want a customer to have the experience, which was a kind of half measure of what going to the record shop is about. So we're not offering that to them, but they can still come in, still get records which you couldn't find on Amazon or Sainsbury's, and still have something like the experience. But we're not ready to open our doors fully yet. But that might change. This isn't set in stone. Could turn out that in 2 weeks' time we're like, do you know what, that was a mistake, and we'll reopen. And that's the benefit of being an independent shop, that you don't have an HQ to tell you what to do. You can just make the decisions as long as you're happy with them.
Or it could be in 2 weeks everyone's shut down again.
Well, I mean, you know, we were speaking just now about people socially distancing in town and how busy everything seems to be. We have seen a rise in infections from kids going back to school, but not a rise in hospital visits. It could be that the same thing happens, but maybe not. I mean, I just want to make sure that everything goes as well as possible, because a lot of our business, and significantly a lot of the reason why we work here, which isn't necessarily the same thing, is about live music and gigs, and we want to get back to watching some of our favourite bands visit our hometown, which is, you know, the main thing that Banquet does bring to Kingston.
And moving on to that, when do you foresee live events coming back to the town?
So if everything goes well, it's from middle of June. We're not booking anything for middle of June, really, or July. We're allowing there to be another 5-6 week cushion in case something does go wrong, in case there's a hiccup. But as things stand, we've got probably about 70 gigs to happen from August through to October, and some of those are big name artists. For example, Ben Howard had number one just recently, to Gary Barlow, to Bring Me the Horizon, which might be one for your kids. But there's a lot of really A-grade bands ready to play Kingston, but we just don't want to have to move them three times.
No, because I'm guessing these are ones who were scheduled for last year.
Yeah. And when we postpone stuff where we thought it might be 2 or 3 months as opposed to over a year. But I mean, that's where we are. And like I say, the key focus is to make sure we still have a business that is able to put on these events in the future. So we don't want to focus all our time on trying to open the shop in a non-profitable way, as we've seen a lot of our friends in pubs try to do recently, where you have to open because, hooray, we can go back, we can go to the pub, but you're opening on 20% capacity and it's going to be a challenge. Where our website has been selling so many records, and we've got a way of working now which is doing well for us, so let's just stick to that, not kill the goose that lays golden egg, I guess.
Okay, well, good luck. All right. Thank you so much, and I'll speak to you soon.
No problem.